Now Abraham was old, advanced in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in every way. Abraham said to his servant, the oldest of his household, who was in charge of all that he owned, please place your hand under my thigh. And I will make you swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of earth, that you shall not take a wife for my son from the daughters of the Canaanites among whom I live. But you will go to my country and to my relatives and take a wife for my son Isaac. Said to him, suppose the woman is not willing to follow me to this land. Should I take your son back to the land from where you came? Then Abraham said to him, beware that you do not take my son back there. The Lord, the God of heaven, who took me from my father, spoke to me and swore to me, saying, to your descendants I will give this land. He will send his angel ahead of you, and you will take a wife for my son from there. But if the woman is not willing to follow you, then you will be free of this oath of mine. So the servant placed his hand under the thigh of his master Abraham and swore to him concerning this matter. Then the servant took 10 camels from the camels of his master and went out with the body of the things of his master in his hand. So he set out and went to Mesopotamia, the city of Nahor. He made the camels kneel down outside the city by the well of water. When it was evening, the time when women go out to draw water. And he said, Lord God of my master Abraham, standing by the spring, and the daughters of the men of the city are coming out to draw water. Now may it be that the young woman to whom I say, please let down your jar so that I may drink. And who answers, drink, and I will water your camels also. May she be the one whom you have appointed for your servant, by Isaac. And by this I will know that you have shown kindness to my master. And it came about before he had finished speaking, that behold, Rebekah, who was born to Bethuel, the son of Milcah, the wife of Abraham's brother, Nahor, with her jar on her shoulder. The young woman was very beautiful, a virgin. No man had had relations with her. She went down to the spring, filled her jar and came up. Said to him, I am the daughter of Bethuel, Milcah's son whom she bore to Nahor. Again she said to him, we have plenty of both straw and feed, and room to stay overnight. Blessed be the Lord, the God of my master Abraham, who has not abandoned his kindness and his trustworthiness toward my master. As for me, the Lord has guided me in the way to the house of my master's brothers. Then the young woman ran and told her mother's household about these things. Now Rebekah had a brother whose name was Laban. And Laban ran outside to the man at the spring. When he saw the ring and the bracelets on his sister's wrist, when he heard the words of his Rebecca saying, this is what the man said to me. He went to the man, and behold, he was standing by the camels at the spring. And he said, come in, blessed of the Lord. Why do you stand outside, since I gave straw and feed to the camels, and water to wash his feet and the feet of the men who were with him. But when food was set before him to eat, he said I will not eat until I have stated my business. And he said, speak on. So he said, I am Abraham's servant. The Lord has greatly blessed my master so that he has become rich. And he has given him flocks and herds and silver and gold and servants and slave women and camels and donkeys. Now my master's wife, Sarah, bore a son to my master in her old age, and he's given him all that he has.
Son from the daughters of the Canaanites in whose land I live, but you shall go to my father's house and to my relatives and take a wife for my son. Then I said to my master, suppose the woman does not follow me. And he said to me, the Lord before whom I have walked send his angel with you to make your journey successful, and you will take a wife for my son from my relatives and from my father's house. Then you will be free from my oath when you come to my relatives, and if they do not give her to you, came today to the spring and said, Lord, God of my master Abraham, if now you will make my journey, on which I have been going successful, behold, I'm standing by the spring, and may it be that the young unmarried woman who comes out to draw water, and to whom I say, please let me drink a little water. And she says to me, you drink, and I will draw for your camels also. Let her be the woman whom the Lord has appointed for my master's son. Before I had finished speaking in my heart, behold, Rebecca came out with her jar on her shoulder and went down to the spring and drew water. And I said to her, please let me drink. She quickly lowered her jar from her shoulder and said, drink, and I will water your camels also. So I drank, and she watered the camels also. Then I asked her and said, whose daughter are you? And she said, the daughter of son, who Milcah bore to him. And I put the ring on her nose and the bracelets on her wrists. And I bowed low and worshiped the Lord and blessed the Lord, the God of my master Abraham, who had guided me in the right way to take the daughter of my master's brother for his son.
So now if you are going to deal kindly and truthfully with my master tell me. And if not, tell me now, so that I may turn to the right or the left. Then Laban and Bethuel replied, the matter has come from the Lord, so we cannot speak to you bad or good. Here is Rebecca before you, take her and go, and let her be the wife of your master's son, as the Lord has spoken. When Abraham's servant heard their words, he bowed himself to the ground before the Lord, and the servant brought out articles of silver and articles of gold and garments and gave them to Rebecca. He also gave precious things to her brother.
Behold, camels were coming. Rebecca.
when she saw I, she dismounted from the camel. She said to the servant, who is that man walking in the field to meet us? And the servant said, he is my master. Then she took her veil and covered herself. The servant told Isaac all the things that he had done. Then Isaac brought her into his mother Sarah's tent. And he took Rebecca, and she became his wife. And he loved her, so Isaac was comforted after his mother's death.